FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream Top of the Table Clash, Liverpool v Man City with a Now Sports membership.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Whoa, how's the wedding preparations going? All good? Yeah.
All right, yeah.
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 There's a bit of doubt in your voice there.
I'm getting a bit panicked now, you see, because you think it's ages away and then it's not.
How long have we left?
About 3 months.
Am I going to need to take a week off after this one?
Oh, that's up to you, Casey.
That's up to me, it
depends
is,
depends
really.
How you want to play it. Know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you, girl.
I'm not responsible for you.
That's very
I'm
true.
I'm too busy wearing a white dress.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah. In it. There was a wedding over the weekend. You can draw comparisons to this one. Are you ready? They dropped 140 million on it.
What?
Okay, every Tom, Dick and Harry who's a billionaire was added, including Zuckerberg. Mr. and Mrs. Zucks turned up. Bill Gates was there. This was a big wedding. And it was an Indian couple who were, I suppose, they're also billionaires.
Yeah.
But 150 million quid was dropped on the wedding.
Okay, I'd want to be drinking diamonds for that.
You just...
Yeah. Hi, how are you getting on? Yeah, I'll just have... Can I just order 2 glasses of diamonds?
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah.
A million.
Shot of gold there, love.
Yeah.
140 million quid dropped, including 6 million for Rihanna to do a half-hour set.
Yeah, I saw that. It was her first gig for ages, wasn't it?
They flew her in. She did her thing. Other entertainment.
Do you think she did Umbrella? Just asking.
Probably.
Under my umbrella.
I'd say so.
It's raining diamonds.
Raining diamonds, yeah. That's the kind of money that some people... It's just... Wow. I think there's too many people in the world that have too much money to do stupid things.
You see, the thing about that is... And I agree with you, totally. But the thing about that is, we're here saying 140 million. Oh, my God.
That's
how could
back pocket
that?
Change, probably, yeah.
But that, to them, is like they've just spent 20 grand on a wedding.
Exactly, yeah. It's all relevant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Raising sons drive parents...
here we go.
Raising sons, not daughters, is driving parents to drink more than if they had daughters, research is suggesting.
Okay.
Parents of boys were found to be more unhealthy than girls. How many boys have you got?
Two.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. And that's why you see Victoria falling out of a local in Cove.
Yep.
At 1 o'clock in
the morning. Donkey, nothing wrong with that.
What is it, the donkey? Is that
what
you go to?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just called the
donkey? That's
donkeys?
My haunt. No, it's called the roaring donkey, but we forget about the roaring. We just call it the donkey.
Donkeys, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like my favourite name for a pub in Cork was, I don't even think it was called the Flying Bottle.
That's the thing, what was it called?
The Flying Bottle.
Yeah.
it was a particular pub that was nicknamed the Flying Bottle. You go in there, it was like, I don't know, would you see a bottle flying? I'm sure you would. What a name for a
pub.
Only get something like that in Cork. Like.
You would only get something like that. Because ours is like, I'll see you in the donkey at 9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meeting the donkey in the donkey.
Could be anything, really.
So, parents of children, which is tougher? Which have you found more challenging to raise, sons or daughters? They say boys wreck your head.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Boys wreck your house, girls wreck your head. Oh, isn't that what they say?
Wreck your house, yeah. But I would have thought that because girls probably... play with your mind a little bit more, that would be more stressful.
Yeah.
Maybe
and more emotionally demanding, aren't they?
I don't know. You've got 2 girls and a boy.
I have 2 girls and a boy, so we're split down the middle, so
yeah.
I'm kind of...
Sitting on the fence.
I'm on the fence on this. I think the girls are brilliant. Like, mm-hmm. they nearly run the house on their own now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just... As for your man... He's
can
just,
you wipe my bum?
That's all I hear.
Yeah.
24 hours
I know,
a day.
Yeah. Do it yourself. You've got arms and fingers and hands. Isn't it?
Is that what you shout at your kids?
Oh, yeah.
They're sitting on the pot.
That's exactly what I shout.
Okay. Boys or girls, which one are you? Have you struggled with 0868104106? And, yes, Irish punters that are going to Cheltenham have been warned this morning.
About?
Not having a wee.
Huh?
Out in the open. Irish punters have been warned not to take the pee at Cheltenham this weekend. Racing fans have been told that they will be arrested if they're caught taking a slash in public.
Okay.
Now, what happens is when the place is packed and people are on the sauce, rather than queuing, they're just standing in ditches and whatnot. And
why is it just saying Irish people?
This is what I'm wondering. Irish punters, because so many of us go over there. But they are putting up signs. This is
saying what?
This is everybody will be arrested if they're caught having a wee in public.
If you need to take a leak, you need to take a leak.
This is true. But also, can you imagine you end up in jail? What are you in for?
Oh,
armed robbery. What about you? How do we in Cheltenham? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
7:25 morning.
I'm Horner, Christian Horner. So Horner, I'm Christian Horner.
Wow. It's been quite a scandally weekend, hasn't it? With Mr. Horner.
It's been an interesting one, all right, hasn't it?
Yeah. So apparently Jerry Halliwell didn't know anything. Well, he had said there was nothing. Hey, there's nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. Cleared by Red Bull. This is the Red Bull Formula One boss who's married to Jerry Halliwell, Spice Girls fan. And then she hops on a flight and she's heading over to the Formula One over the weekend, which Red Bull, they hammered everybody again. They got a 1 and 2 on the podium. And then there was the shot at the end of it. There was very much the PR shots where he was awkwardly had his hand around her and they're all smiling up at Max shaking a bottle of champagne. And it's interesting. Apparently those messages that were leaked over the weekend allegedly are from him.
Yeah.
Now there could be, you see, this is the world we live in. Yeah. I can't trust anything now.
No,
you
know, I can't either.
All these deep fake videos, all these like everyone's really good on Photoshop. You don't know what's going on.
AI generated people.
Yeah.
Etc.
Anyway.
She's not leaving him.
Is that for sure?
She's not leaving him.
Okay, well it's horrible on her if that's the case.
She's not leaving him.
She's had a rough weekend.
He's too powerful and she's just not leaving him. She's not. Take it from me.
Oh, have you been talking to her over the weekend?
Just take it from me. I just know. She's going to stay with him. Ladies, am I right?
Is she right?
Am I right?
7:27, Cash Machine coming up. Stick season. No, I can't. Red FM Breakfast with Casey. There's Victoria. Victoria is right. If you know, you know, says Monica here, referencing your suggestion that Jerry Halliwell is going nowhere.
She's going nowhere.
Why is she not going? Like, you mean to tell me that it's more important to stay with a fella because he's powerful and wealthy and successful
100%
than it is to... Really?
This is my opinion, by the way.
I know, absolutely.
I mean, as in, this is not necessarily what I would do.
But it's what you think she's doing.
But I am telling you now, categorically, she's going nowhere.
Wow.
She loves the lifestyle too much. She loves the privilege. She loves his power. She loves his position in Red Bull.
And all the free cans of Red Bull as well.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Go on, the Rebels. Go on, Cork.
I'm Cork.
Fair play to you, lads. Fair play. Great stuff over the weekend. Right, Titanic fans. Oh, have we any Titanic movie fans in the house?
It's not a terrible film, though.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. Kelly?
I am.
What's the saddest part of Titanic, the movie? Apart from the ship sinking and whatnot, but just in the film, the love story that we're all embraced in of Jack and Rose.
Paint me like one of your French beers.
There was plenty of room in that plank of wood for him, like.
Wasn't there really?
There was, really, wasn't there?
Never let go.
And then she pushed him down, so she's lying.
She did, didn't she? She pushed him off.
She did, and push him off.
Plenty of room on that door, like.
For God's sake. She did push him off.
I have
a piece of music.
It's incredible, isn't it? There's nothing funnier than a classroom of kids playing the recorder out of tune. It's a question that has frustrated audiences since 1997. A prop that was used in the movie where Rose was floating outside of the Titanic and Jack was hanging on for dear life is up for sale for $40,000. After measurements were taken, it is proven that the door that Jack was pushed off was over 8 foot long and 41 inches wide, making sure there was room for two.
There you go. I'm right.
Oh.
There was room for two.
She pushed him. She murdered Jack.
No, she didn't.
She actually did, didn't she? She's like, I can't go back with this, like, ruffian. I have to murder him.
Yeah.
Stay in the water, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My word.
You're of no use to me now, peasant boy. And pushed him into the water. And, did you notice when she was on the the piece of wood, she was doing the starfish as well.
Taking up the whole
board.
The standard female pose in the head, yeah.
Exactly.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, Monday morning, 7:44. What's going on, Vic?
Okay, it was the Brits over the weekend. Ray was the huge winner there. She won 6 awards altogether. Okay. She won Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist, Best R&B Act and Songwriter of the Year.
Now, the incredible thing about this, Vic, as I told you earlier on, Someone like David Bowie, how many Brit Awards would you think Bowie won over his incredible career?
Oh God, about 40, I'd say.
You would think so. He won six.
What?
She won six in the one night.
In the one night?
He won six in his whole career. Adele has won 12. She's won six in the one night.
Oh my goodness. That puts it into perspective.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I was reading something about her over the weekend. She was saying that 18 months ago, she was really struggling to find work, and any gigs that she was doing, she was getting paid about 100 quid for.
And I love those stories. Love them.
There was a really nice moment when she brought her nanny with her, and she brought her nanny up, her granny up on the stage with her to accept one of the awards. And here's a clip from it.
You just don't understand what this means to me. I'm just ugly crying on national television. I'm so proud of this album. I'm in love with music. All I ever wanted to be was an artist. Now I'm an artist of an album of the year! Too much, really it is. Come on, Grandma, let's go.
Come on, Nana, we're hitting the after party.
Come on, Grandma, let's go.
She was photographed coming out of the after party with Kylie Minogue. The two of them were fairly rubbered.
Yeah.
The thing about it is she brought a pair of slippers in her handbag with her, so she's coming out of the nightclub in it.
Wearing a fluffy slipper. She's dead right. That's going to be me on my wedding
Those
day.
Those high heels were gone.
Pass me their slippers.
Yeah.
What else Absolutely. The first series of Celebrity Big Brother in 6 years starts again tonight.
Yeah.
Some of the names that we've heard, Louis Walsh from Ireland. I don't know if there's anybody else from Ireland in it, but it's Louis Walsh anyway. Sharon Osbourne, Fern Britton. I don't have the full list here, but there's quite a few well-known names going in.
Louis insisted that he would only go in if Sharon was going in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said...
They are good pals, I'd say. Yeah, Louis!
Yeah, the two of them, they'll be sharing a bed like Bert and Ernie in Sesame Street now.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
They're probably the same age as well, I would say, are they?
Oh, yeah, definitely, like, you know, touching 112 or whatever between them. So what is going on with this guy?
Yeah.
This is Gary Goldsmith is in there.
Yeah.
Now, who the hell is Gary Goldsmith? I'll tell you who he is. He's the uncle of Kate Middleton.
That's right, yeah.
So this is what ticks the box as a celebrity. It's all you need.
That's all you need. Now, I don't know. Maybe he is famous for something else, but I don't know.
Kate's family are furious that her uncle Gary Goldsmith is joining Celebrity Big Brother tonight and insists that she doesn't need the stress as she just came out of hospital with a... Fairly serious abdominal operation last week, or was it the week before? Anyway, the whole royal family are freaking out now because they don't know what this fella's going to say.
See, they're calling him the black sheep of the family, so I would imagine that would indicate that he's caused a bit of bother somewhere along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, but if they're calling him the black sheep of the family, then I'd say we're in for a bit of drams.
Maybe they know what they're up to, putting him in there.
Maybe
we'll have to wait and see.
Maybe they do. Maybe he's a bit of a loose cannon.
All right, 7:48, that's the Vips. Nice one.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, an unmissable, outrageous true story. Stream Mary and George with Now.
If you're a heavy...
Stanley bottles. Have you got one?
Stanley bottles. Oh, yeah, I know. These are like the trendy travel cup mug things.
So it looks like it's a bucket with a handle on it.
With a
straw coming out the top. This year's hot portable product, the Stanley Cup, isn't just good at quenching your thirst on the go. It may actually save your life. This is what happened, apparently, what it did for a woman in Ohio last week, as she was standing looking out the window, holding her Stanley Cup, when a bullet ricocheted off a wall outside, came in through a kitchen window, and the Stanley Cup stopped it.
Oh, my goodness.
America! America!
That is quite a crazy story.
Now, the other bad PR news coming from the Stanley Tumblers, they're now facing multiple lawsuits from customers over the presence of lead in its products, with one alleging that it's marketed as safe for use. But these things are now massively popular, and it's all because of maybe one person on TikTok.
Oh, it just goes crazy, like.
And everybody has to have one.
Yeah,
everybody,
it's trend.
It's, you need, like, viral drinking cups. This is the era that we're living in, where people will not drink out of regular cups. It has to be the one that Dancing Dolly 9000 has on TikTok. You know, I was talking about this over the weekend. Remember when when we were kids in school, and 100 people would queue up at a tap at the side of the building and stick their head underneath
it.
Oh,
yeah. I still do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
What, in the Cove National School?
No, I do it in my own house. In the sink in the bathroom.
Stick your head under that tap.
Yeah, yeah. Not ashamed to say it.
From under viral cups, right? Can you answer this question, please, for €1,000 to play the pop quiz? after 8 o'clock. Colleen Rooney is married to what former footballer? 10 past 8 is the time. Ariana Grande and Yes and Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It is Monday morning. For a United supporter whose team lost 3-1 over the weekend, this fella's in unbelievably good mood this morning.
Suspiciously good form.
Oh, yeah. Weirdly good form.
I like that when I'm in good form, people are like, what's wrong? Why are you in good form? Stop being so weird. Stop doing it.
What does that tell you?
That I'm always grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm not grumpy.
Oh, I never said it. I'm just asking you.
That's laughing. A wisely laugh would suggest that yes, I am always grumpy.
You're actually not a grumpy.
There's too much expectancy on people to be happy all the time. Be a cranky horse. Be grumpy. It's good for you. Just do you, boo.
Go embrace it.
But I want to know why you're so happy this morning.
I went back running yesterday for the first time in ages.
Yeah, you see. Endorphins.
Ran a race.
Horizontal jogging or?
No, actual.
Just wondering.
As if he would tell you anyway.
So where did you run to?
We did a 5K in beautiful, beautiful Ballinora, which is only around the corner from us here. It was for the Cairn Fenton 5K and lots of money raised for the Ovarian Cancer Fund. So it's
well
fantastic.
Done, oh, you.
Well done.
That's why you're in good form.
Great day. Great tea and sandwiches after that. So,
so the old chemicals in your brain from a 5K run will last a day or two.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Mm. I don't know. I'm kind of doubting myself at this point. I'm kind of freaking myself
what's
out.
What's going on?
Good for
all right. We all need to start running then, if that's the thing. Come here, Mammy's Day.
Yeah.
This weekend, if you're lucky enough to have your beautiful mum in your life, we want to reward her and you with a €300 voucher from Neville Jewelers. So here's what we're looking for. We want you to voice note us across the week on the show. Tell us your favourite phrase that your mother used to use, but you need to deliver it on a voice note in the style of your mother. You know those things your mother would warn? It was usually threats of death and revenge.
I'll break your face.
Jesus.
Hey guys, bear in mind now, this is probably about the fourth or the fifth time she's after trying calling me in, okay? Mm-hmm. So it goes a little like this.
Eric! Get in for your dinner! And I'm going to tell your father when he gets home.
It was always the dad was getting the
oh,
once
yeah,
you brought
dad
the
is the scary, yeah.
You brought the old fella into it, yeah, okay.
Morning, guys. So, my mother back in the day, she would always go, if you're not careful now, I'll stick you to the wall.
I'll stick you to the wall.
That's
you're not a balloon. I'll rub you on my jumper first and then I'll stick you on the wall.
One of the ones, better ones I remember my ma saying to me as I was growing up, she said quite a few, being the Dublin mother. She said, pal, I love the bones of you, but I love to see the back of your head going through that door.
We love you, but get out of me house, please.
These are brilliant lads.
We had none of that in my day.
Yeah. I know that I'm going to press a button here and someone is going to say something like, it was far from mobile phones you were raised or something along that kind of.
My mum used to say to me, what are you crying for? I'll give you a reason to cry.
Most of these
lads, these are really funny.
Traumatical trauma threats from people in
these
their adulthood.
These are good.
Get in! If you fall off that wall and break both your legs, don't you come running to me!
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Hello, Ellie, how are we?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did have a good weekend, thank you. Yeah, I was in London today on Saturday, so it was
very
great.
Good.
Thank you.
What was happening in London town?
Dress shopping, actually, for my wedding.
Ooh.
Fantastic. Did you choose the dress or did the dress choose you?
Well, actually, it was not for me. It was for my mom's dress. I've already got mine. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Picking up all the boxes.
Very good. When's the big day?
July.
Okay. So,
if I win the money,
yeah,
that would be great.
Oh,
might buy me a set of napkins or something.
Yeah, I hear you.
A set of napkins.
Yeah, well, you know, useful.
Grand on napkins.
Yeah.
How much is an average wedding cake these days? Would it be around the 1,000 mark?
I have no idea.
It's about 500, like less, 500 or less, I would say.
Depends on what you're, how much, well, how fancy you get. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive business. Yeah. All right, let's get down to it. 10 questions, Ellie. Give us a correct answer for every one of them and you'll win €1,000.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Colleen Rooney is married to what former footballer?
Wayne Rooney.
What does the G in GAA stand for?
Gaelic.
Who did Manchester United lose to over the weekend, Liverpool or Man City?
Liverpool.
Question number 4. What Irish band finished their Las Vegas residency over the weekend? They were playing the Sphere.
They were there
for 40 nights. Irish rock band, legendary Irish rock band.
Oh God, you too.
Question 5. About Damn Time is a song by what artist?
It's a bad time.
Yeah, question number 6. Damon Albarn from Blur has a second band. The band begins with the letter G. Can you name them?
Gorillaz.
Question number 7. Gary Goldsmith joined Celebrity Big Brother tonight. Whose uncle is he?
No idea.
Gary Goldsmith. A lot of controversy over him.
No idea.
There's a royalty connection. Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Kate Middleton's uncle. Let's see how you got on here.
Hard one.
No, listen, you did fine. We just ran out of time, unfortunately. You got Colleen Rooney. Gaelic is correct. Man City is the team, not Liverpool, yesterday, that United were playing over the weekend. U2 wrapped up their Vegas residency after 40 nights. Lizzo's the answer for number 5. Gorillaz is the answer for number 6. And Gary Goldsmith, Kate Middleton's uncle. I'm afraid I can't give you the grand today, but we'll have you back again. In the meantime, there's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors on the way to you, Ellie, and have a lovely week, okay?
Oh, thanks,
Mel.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Pop quiz back tomorrow. Get that qualifying question at about 5 to 8 every morning and we'll give you a chance to win €1,000 for 10 questions. Right, stand by. 15 minutes away from a 50 grand jackpot on the cash machine.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, F1 is back on Now. Stream the full season live with a Now Sports membership.
Hotels. We often play host to so many of life's big events, whether they're a once-in-a-lifetime occasion or those few magical moments away each year. At FBD Hotels and Resorts, our teams are committed to making every visit memorable, whether it's a drink with an old friend or making that perfect business pitch. Behind each memory is a team that cares. FBD Hotels and Resorts. It's just our way.
When it comes to flat roofing, Curet Fiberglass is the preferred option. Duraflex is added to Curet Resin and will cover 100 square metres before expansion joints are needed. Exclusively available from GRP Roofing Supplies, Tremor Road, Cork, it comes with a 25-year materials guarantee for approved Curet installers and training is available. For more, see grproofing.ie.
From fine dining to spectacular shows, from futuristic museums to magical souks, a Dubai summer has it all. Fly better to Dubai with Emirates this summer and start your holiday the moment you board with delicious regional meals, complimentary drinks and amazing entertainment. This summer, fly Emirates to Dubai. Fly better.
Right Price Tiles and Wood Flooring are 26 years old. And to celebrate, we're offering up to 70% off everything in store. That's right, a massive birthday sale with up to 70% off all tiles, wood flooring and bathware. Everything's in stock. Right Price Tiles and Wood Flooring, up to 70% off birthday sale now on.
Thinking about talent development for your business? At Skillnet Ireland, so are we. Whatever sector your business operates in, and whatever skills your business needs, contact one of our 70 SkillNet business networks for training and development that's industry-led and can improve your business success. Visit skillnetireland.ie for upskilling and reskilling supports to develop your team. SkillNet Ireland is a business support agency of the Government of Ireland.
3, 2, 1. Catch me, Kira Revins, as I bring the good times every weekday from midday. Packed with today's hits and your favourite dance anthems. And I've got the stories everyone's going to be talking about on Celeb Juice.
Absolutely amazing.
Plus tickets to the hottest gigs in Cork.
Kira, get me to the gig! Woo!
Weekday
Saturday afternoons on Red FM are a vibe.
Thank you so much, Red FM.
You won't want to miss out.
Red FM Cork traffic.
With Office Master. Thinking office furniture? Think Office Master. Visit our showroom at North Point Business Park, Blackpool.
We have an incident this morning from about half an hour ago on the N28, that is the Cork Ringaskiddy Road in Shanbally. We had a collision there involving a couple of cars. Emergency services dealing with that as we speak. If you're anywhere heading down towards Ringaskiddy or anywhere near the Shanbally shop, please watch out for that. That is on the N28 Cork Ringaskiddy Road. Also, traffic lights at the Fox and Hound and Ballyvillan out of action this morning as well, so do take care. Most of the routes are running pretty well. If you're moving on the N40, you're heading westbound on the N40. Usual bursts of traffic coming up by the Bloomfield Interchange. Everywhere else seems to be moving pretty good. A bit of traffic on Carriers Hill as well, inbound as usual for this hour of the morning. We'll get you another update in 15 minutes with officemaster.ie.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's good times.
Good time.
Red FM.
I said I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Misery. I put good thought in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. I'm in your if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't know I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said, I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extremists are. I'm a demon lord, fall off what, I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame yeah. Ain't something that I need no more. Yeah, cause trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Your cat and walk on by, paint the town red. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're asking you to give us your best mother impressions of phrases that she used to use when you were growing up as a kid that you will always remember. Why? Because they were usually shouted at you. Neville Jewellers on the show with us all this week. €300 vouchers up for grabs.
One of my mom's classics.
Shut your mouth, need your dinner.
How, ma'am? How do you want me to shut my mouth and eat my dinner? Yeah. Don't put my dinner up my nose.
Yeah.
I love these.
Mom would be very totally different, so one minute she would be yelling at us and would be, can anybody just stop screaming? And the second a phone call would come into the house, she'd be like, anybody stop screaming? Hello.
Moms can switch it on and switch it off like that, definitely.
That's fantastic.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I love the internal phone voice. Mum and dad.
Hello.
The bouquet resident. Yeah. How are you?
My mother used to say, and still does, well, you've made your bed, now you can lie in it.
Classic mother comment.
If you fall off those gates,
and I know where this is going,
break your two legs. Don't you come running to me.
Yeah. Hi, lads. My mum's wasn't a threat, but I actually don't think I've heard anybody else say this. My mum would always say, Trina, I'm so hungry, I'd eat a scabby horse.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'd eat a horse in between two bread vans.
Yeah.
And there's another one about a loaf of lying duck, which I'll leave out for this hour of the morning. Okay. But anyway, what phrases did your mother use? But we need them delivered in the style of your mum.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to Neville Jewellers. We want to get you a €300 voucher. With thanks to NevilleJewellers.ie on the show with us this week.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. The garden collection is now in store and online.
Okay, it is showery this morning. Roads are very dangerous, very slippy, a lot of surface water. Please take it easy. No speeding this morning. Take it nice and handy. 9 degrees later on with the weather warning in place from 7 o'clock this evening. Damage to structures, localised flooding, poor visibility, all expected from 7 o'clock this evening. Wind and rain weather warning in place for Cork. 8:30 exactly. You are waking up to Cork's Red FM. Thank you for doing so. We'd like to reward you with €50,000 next.
Good morning, I'm Kelly Murphy. A status yellow weather alert has been issued for Cork. The warning for wind and rain starts at 7 o'clock this evening and lasts until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Up to 17,000 customers have been caught up in a billing error by their energy company. SSE Electricity seems to have overcharged some and undercharged others. There's a call to allow asylum seekers to be able to work after 2 months of arriving here. Currently, they can apply for permission to work if they've not received a decision on their international protection application after 5 months. And finally, Cadbury is marking its 200th anniversary by creating its first shop using more than 600 dairy milk bars. The sculpture is 85 centimetres tall and weighs 30 kilos. Those are the headlines. I'll have more at 9.
Conversation that matters.
Here we go again. The kindness of Cork people who never let you down.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
On air in 30 minutes.
On Red FM.
Red FM and off the ball.
With Simply Suits. Simple details make perfect suits. Find us off the Kinsale Road roundabout.
What a good day for the Cork footballers. Yes, they could be killed there. Super Value Park, Equive 2-15-3-9. That win lifts the Rebels out of the relegation zone. Games against Meath and Armagh yet to come. Manchester City are backed within a point of league leaders Liverpool as they came from behind to defeat Manchester United 3-1 at the Etihad. Tonight, Sheffield United host Arsenal. That is at 8. The Ireland women's 4x400 metre relay team finished 5th in their World Indoor Championship final last night as they finished in a time of 3 minutes at 28.92 seconds in Glasgow. Cork's Phil Healy part of that team. Sarah Lavin also picked up a 5th place finish in the 60-metre hurdles final. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
There's
your microphone. Yeah, the button. Yeah.
Talk about a professional. What is the thing that you could eat food-wise every day for the rest of your life?
Chicken wings, probably.
Chicken wings.
Waffles.
Kelly?
Steak. Fillet.
What about you?
I'm kind of in your camp as well, yeah.
I think that would be like my final meal, you know, whenever you're... I put a lot of thought into that.
Steak and chips, yeah. I know, that's the... My
other half would choose that as well. He loves steak.
Nice. A man in the US has broken the world record for the most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime.
Oh,
that's dedication.
Okay. How many? He's munched through 34,000.
Yeah, he want to watch that documentary. You know the documentary?
Super Size Me.
That's it.
His name is Don Gorsk, and... A lot of people didn't, they bet it that he wouldn't live, you know, past his 50s. He's into his 70s now. He has a couple of Big Macs every day.
What?
It's his thing. It's his thing. He loves them so much.
Wouldn't you get fed up with him, though?
I don't know. Apparently not. 34,000 of them later, he's still a Big Mac fan. which is absolutely insane.
And nutrition.
Yeah. like 34,000 Big Macs. Can you imagine them piled up in front of you, like on one table, going, that's what I've put through my body.
34,000.
So if you had three a day, a year, that's 1,000. Over 30 years, that's 30,000 Big Macs.
Yeah, he's done 34,000.
Oh, my.
Good Lord, what was his name?
His name is Don Gorse.
He'll be Don Gone if he doesn't stop taking sugars.
20 minutes away from the Neil Prendeville Show. Neil and team are here just after 9. Kira's here from 12 and Colin will drive you home a little bit later on, all right? Neville's Jewellers on the show with us this week. Things that your mother used to say, delivered in the style of your mother, please. 086-8104-106. 300 euro vouchers up for grabs. These are great.
Yeah.
Hi, Casey and Vic. If we ever broke anything at home, my mother would say, ye shagging brake iron. That's why I know that the item might be 20 years old on the glass legs anyway.
Absolutely. Something wonky, wobbly in the room.
Oh, lad.
Mums are mums no matter where you are in the world.
No, they are.
No matter where you are in the world.
My mom used to say like this.
Esse quarto está uma bagunça. Você vai ver quando eu morrer. Quando eu morrer, você não vai achar nada.
Yeah, mothers are the same, even in different languages.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Fabiano, thank you very much. Yeah.
Morning, guys. It's Diana here. I have a funny one about my mother. She hates the word proud. She thinks it's just, she just hates it because I think pride is one of the seven deadly sins, so she always hates it. So, one of us had won a race or won something sometime, and a woman came up to her, just bumped into her in the shop and said, oh my God, I heard that your daughter won such and such thing. You must be so proud of her. And my mother turned around and said, I will never be proud of my children.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Said like only a mother could say it.
How dare you suggest I be proud of my children?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some people are going to all kinds of extremes to win this.
She's my best friend, Patricia Bickford. If she wins this fabulous prize on Cork's Red FM, she deserves a Neville Jeweller.
Oh, Jesus,
oh, it's turned into an ad.
Oh, we're getting the whole jingle.
She's got a jingle, yeah.
Incredible. That goes on for about 18 minutes. Anthony, thanks for the effort on that one. You're in the draw, buddy.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Oh, wow, 20 to 9. 20 to 9, how are you, Monday morning? Let's give you a chance to win an enormous amount of money for a Monday morning. First of all, this lady was sitting on the bus on Friday, minding her own business, looking out the window, dreaming about going to Australia.
Yeah. Where are you at the moment, Leon?
Just on the bus right now, 27.
How much is in the cash machine?
100,776 euro and 28 cents.
Leon is correct. Congratulations.
Me and my girlfriend are looking to emigrate to Australia next year, so
basically we're going to be packing your bags for you here.
Thank you.
Winning money to leave the country. The Red FM cash machine. 50,590 euro and 12 cent today. An incredible amount of money on a Monday morning. 50590.12. 50590.12. Sitting here, waiting to be won on Monday. Kira will make sure that call happens between 3 and 4. Set an alarm on your phone if you are entering, because if you miss the call, you're going to miss the cash. So well done to our winner on Friday. And like we had 4 winners, I think, in the last 5 days as well, all winning massive sums. Today, 50,590 euro and 12 cent. If you want to play, text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It's going to cost you 250. You've got to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud Network of stations. T's and C's are on redfm.ie. Today, for 50,590 euro and 12 cent, all you got to do is text the word RED to 57557. Good luck, everybody.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's cash machine.
FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream top of the table clash, Liverpool v Man City with a Now Sports membership.